You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Shares of Anglo Platinum soared on the JSE today after the miner paid a record dividend boosted by the shine higher metal prices and increased production gave to profits. I have Natasha Viljoen, who is the CEO of Anglo American Platinum, for more on the results. Natasha, thanks so much for your time. Your shareholders are clearly very happy with your performance. And my question to you is, has business as usual returned to your mine, or are there still teething issues related to the pandemic that you're dealing with?
Good afternoon, Fifi, and good afternoon to your listeners. Fifi, I think we have managed to return our business to a new level of normal. We've certainly developed an approach to live within the constraints that COVID brings. It does not mean we're not impacted, though. We do see a continuous impact on high infection rates coming through, specifically as we've just coming through the third wave. And that the systems and processes that we've set up requiring us to be continuously agile to adapt as this very unknown, as the development of the virus is obviously very unknown to us. I think, therefore, very important for us just to reflect on the vaccine program and the real importance of getting the vaccine program up and running, which we've been able to do in the last 10 days, and very excited to be able to offer the vaccines to our colleagues in the workplace.
And how many miners have you been able to vaccinate so far?
Our numbers are pretty low still, Fifi. We're just closing up to about 2,000 of our colleagues, considering that we've got 30,000 own employees and contractors. But we've only really got four facilities, the fourth facility final approval only as recently as Friday. So that is all over the last 10 days, confirming all four sites and starting to get the vaccination process underway. We start to see the numbers picking up at all of our assets, and we will believe that we will very soon be in a position to reach our target at about 1,900 vaccines a day.
Going back to your production results, we did see that you were able to mine a lot more this time around as a result of the lockdowns being lifted. Where are you seeing the biggest demand for your product?
The biggest demand for our product remain in the automotive sector, which is about 60% of where our product gets deployed in autocatalytic converters, specifically around cleaner emissions of internal combustion engines. That is the biggest application of our metals. I think probably just worthwhile quickly reflecting on the fact that we've got a big suite of metals, and even though this is the biggest demand for our metals, we also have significant demand in industrial, jewelry, and health, and also very interesting future demand in food and food preservation.
Your sister company, Kumba, has said that it has lost out on sales in the coming reporting period due to rail constraints and getting its goods out to its clients on time. Have you experienced similar transport challenges with your metals?
Our metal flow is much, in terms of volume, much lower than what Kumba is, and we're not making use of Transnet to get the bulk of our metals out. We do, however, produce bulk base metals, copper, nickel, and chrome, and that was marginally impacted, but not significantly so.
Natasha, there's a concern the higher prices of commodities that you mine, amongst others, may drive higher inflation, from increasing the price of electronics to cars and even jewelry, for instance. Are you seeing inflation in the system, and do you think that it's here to stay or it's just passing by?
We've definitely seen higher than planned mining inflation. And firstly, as all of the commodity prices are soaring, not only PGMs, but copper, nickel, iron ore, we obviously, as an end user of some of that products, we see that coming through. And I think just the disruption in the value chain or in the supply chain due to COVID has definitely seen price increases coming through. So we are predicting in the second half to see higher than planned inflationary pressures on our cost.
Talking about costs, what are your plans to have more control over your energy and electricity costs, for instance, since government has raised the level of power the private sector can generate for itself?
Obviously, we're a big consumer of Eskom, but we're also a big consumer of diesel and coal. So we do have set targets for 2040 where we want to be carbon neutral. And if we look at the process for us to achieve that full carbon neutrality, it requires us to look at a very holistic long-term plan on how we get all of our sites on renewables. If I pull that forward very close to the near term, the first place where we've started to test our ability to do this is at our Mogalakwena operation, making out about 25% of our energy consumption, and about 17% of that is in diesel consumption in our load and haul fleet specifically. We are currently in the process of building, or in the last stages of appointing a partner to build a PV plant that will then feed energy into to generate green hydrogen, and ultimately green hydrogen, using that green hydrogen in a 300-ton haul truck, making use of a fuel cell for as part of the drivetrain. So that is the first step in a much larger strategy for us to get our business onto renewable energy.
I see that you made two new appointments to your board, who both happen to be female today, Natasha. So what does the level of female representation on your board look like after these appointments?
I think we've got a very balanced 50-50% now between female to male, and very pleased with those appointments. Obviously very grateful for the outgoing board members for their contribution, because there has been a significant contribution, but very excited about the new appointments. I think not only does the new appointments bring up increase our diversity in our board even further, it also reflect our strategic priorities.
One of those strategic priorities nationally is to rebuild the country and rebuild it more inclusively. What role can the mining sector and companies like Amplats play, Natasha, in growing the economy and helping to create jobs?
I think that's such an important question. And it's a question where, as we report record performance, a question on how do we balance value creation for all our stakeholders. Firstly, I think it's important for us to remember that when the mining sector is successful in deploying our shareholders' money into the right capital allocation, and we can generate returns, a big portion of that returns go back into the fiscus. Mm. So if we look at our first half performance, 16.6 billion rand did go back in taxes and royalties. And that's an uplift of 14.4 billion rand, half on half. Mm. The other factor is then, of course, employment. And in the first half, we've spent 5.5 billion rand on salaries and wages. Another very important aspect is how do we do local economic development? And this is a big focus for us in terms of our license to operate. And as an example there, our procurement on direct doorstep community spend for the first half was 2.2 billion rand. If you consider that the full year last year was 3.6 billion, our forecast when we double that to go up to 4.4 billion, a significant year-on-year increase in the spend on doorstep communities. We're very excited to see doorstep communities businesses coming through. We've been able to allocate quite large contracts, like a recent contract that we have allocated for the transport of concentrate between our mines and our smelters, all allocated to doorstep community members. And very excited to see that contribution and the economic development in our doorstep communities coming off the ground. And then, of course, there's the normal kind of social and labour plan and direct other community development work that we're also doing as part of our mining rights.
All right, Natasha, it looks like you do have a lot on the go then. We do certainly hope that they'll yield results for the economy. But thanks so much for your time, ma'am. We'll leave it there. Natasha Viljoen, the CEO of Anglo American Platinum.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.